up, everybody?
Welcome back. Welcome if you're new.
What's up, late bloomers?
My name is Tom.
I am Gene.
And welcome to today's episode. I have no idea what episode number this is, but we're going to keep going.
Yes, we are. Yes,
and
we are.
I'm actually really honored to sit next to you right now.
Why is that?
And the reason why is you got featured on a giant Instagram page. Giant.
Okay.
For for a good half an hour. Like you were, they posted you, like it goes every, I don't know, hour or two, they'll post like another guy, right? They post a lot
per day, right? Yeah. Okay. I mean, it stays up, but yeah, that's the most recent, yeah.
Probably so, about half an hour. What was the page again?
It was called LMAO.
LMAO. And I don't know much about that, but they just post like funny,
yeah, it's whatever. Yeah, they post a lot of funny videos, memes, like those like quick little like funny TikTok videos or like the meme bar with like a funny video of like some random chick twerking or something like that.
Yeah.
Right? Something culturally related.
And how did you get that? I feel like that's what everybody wants for social media. It's just to kind of get shouted out, the collabs for free, right?
Right. I mean, I think it's just you have to do a lot of reaching out yourself.
Yeah. A lot of DMing.
Right.
Yep.
But obviously, once you get to a certain level, then they start finding out themselves, right? Or the video goes viral, right? So, yeah, it's a pretty big page, 8.8 million.
That's
so
kind of big, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't get that many, like, followers from it, but I mean,
you get a whole
nonetheless,
lot.
But a couple hundred followers, I'll take it.
You got to start somewhere. You got to be like that one guy skateboarding, drinking cranberry juice.
Dude, who's that like guy blew the fuck up.
I don't get it.
Did you hear? Okay, so I don't know the whole context behind it, but I believe he didn't have a car, which is why he longboarded everywhere.
Okay.
But Ocean Spray,
the
brand,
they
sponsored him and paid him a fuck ton of money.
To get a car, I'm assuming. Yeah. To get a truck or something.
I believe they either bought him a car or he bought a car with the Ocean Spray money.
That's just,
and he's like a literally an overnight internet sensation now.
I don't. Is it just like his vibes TikTok? Or like his energy? Like he's just carefree.
It's the fact that like he looks like a thug, right? Looks like a thug.
Yeah, he got the big tattoo on his head.
He's got like face tats, whatever he's got. Drinking Ocean Spray, cranberry juice, like
on
in the middle of the street, and then out of nowhere he's like. New Fleetwood Mac song, yeah.
Full carton of cranberry juice.
Right.
And he kills it. He's killing it. And then he's just on like TMZ.
I don't know if that would be considered killing it, but.
For skateboarding with cranberry juice, he's killing it.
Good for him.
I wish we could go do that right now.
Either way, I'm happy for him.
Right.
But now, if you like do it, cliche.
Yeah, you can't be like orange juice or like apple juice and do the same thing. But it kind of makes you just think of like the social media as a whole, just like the pros and cons of it. And I know you and I just watched that big documentary that
Social
people are talking about, Social Dilemma.
On Netflix.
Still on. Still killing it.
Yeah. I think it's like a top something on USA Today documentaries for Netflix. It's
probably
like top five, I think.
It's so relevant.
Everyone's talking about it right now.
It is. They are, as they should be.
Everyone's seen it.
I mean, if you could give a brief summary of it, how would you describe it?
Okay,
they haven't seen it.
Yeah, I mean, basically, not that I'm like, I can even ruin a documentary, because it's literally just talks about social media addiction.
Right. Self-explanatory. Yeah.
And basically, the documentary tells you that there's a group of designers at all of these social media companies like Google, Gmail, Netflix, Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook.
All of it.
Right? TikTok. Mm-hmm. And these people design these apps in a way that it keeps you on the platform, aka it makes it addicting. Right. And for how we're biologically programmed, we want to be popular. We want to get likes.
Right.
We want to get the validation of others.
So
it keeps us on there because that's what we get
and
for
just,
that happiness, the instant gratification.
Right. And it's so every pixel of those apps have been like curated. The red arrow on the upper right corner of an Instagram DM or the lower right dot that you see, right? It's just the color red is supposed to be very like awareness bringing. Like you're supposed to see it when you see red. And it's brilliant.
We're basically social media guinea pigs.
Yeah.
On what they do. So they use our data. And then every time, like, let's say a site like Gmail switches something, That's because they have all this data on us already of how we interact with the platform.
Interesting.
That they change it to make us want to stay there more, right. Want to send more emails, want to check more emails.
And what's more interesting too is like when they like target the ads for you and they determine your behavior based on your patterns.
On your Google searches.
And your music, your search history, all of it. And they're like, oh, you just looked up how to get fit. Here's like a supplement brand or here's all of these other things. And because you always say like, bro, I didn't type anything in. I was just thinking of this one thing and an ad pops up.
But you did type it in.
You probably typed it in. And you probably your behavior led up to that.
Exactly. Right? People are always like, oh, they're listening to our phones. And maybe they are. But chances are pretty low.
They're looking through our cameras.
You looked it up or like you were scrolling and you were scrolling through everything really quickly. And then a protein powder came up and then you
stopped.
You stopped for like 8 seconds and then you scrolled. And then the computer knows, okay, this guy just stopped 8 seconds for a protein powder. He must want to get protein powder, right?
Wow, optimal nutrition. Wait, crazy. Gold standard. Right. There you go, right? I mean, it's unbelievable. And you know what's more fascinating, too, is that after you see it, like, man, this sucks. Like, why do we do this? And then as you say that, you're, like, you're still scrolling on your phone. And you're
So I can't tell you the number of times I'm like, I said to myself, all right, I need to go to bed. I need to go to bed. Oh, it's midnight. I need to go to bed. Next thing you know, it's 3 a.m. You're like, why the fuck did I spend 3 hours doing that?
And you're like TikTok or your Instagram or whatever.
But it's not even you. It's like your brain just like getting endorphins from it.
Right.
Wanting to stay there.
I mean, it's just, it's brilliant. I mean, but.
Just like how video games, same fucking thing.
But what's interesting is video games is there is an ending. Unless you're like online and you're doing all that multiplayer stuff. Well, but like,
I'm talking like most of those multiplayer
stuff. Yeah, I mean, you just keep going, right? So I feel that Instagram, the jackpot theory or like the, what the hell they call that in the documentary where you like it's the scrolling and it updates, like you're trying to like win something.
Right.
And like it's always gonna be something new when you hit the update refresh button, right? And the story function is you always get to see what other people are doing. So it's a little invasive. And I mean, they had a quote on there that was just like concerning because it was like the only people that refer to their customers as users are drug dealers and programmers.
Right.
Which is like terrifying.
Right. Not drug dealers, but like pharmacists, right?
No, it was drug dealers.
Drug dealers.
Like users. Like you're using your drugs, right? And it's just like a nasty drug. And then they had that whole story with the kid who you take away the phone, they break the glass box because they were just so engulfed in that whole world had to see it. And then the guy who like lost a girl because he just wasn't around his phone, which was just like fascinating to
me. Let's get into talking about social media itself. Do you think it's addictive?
100%. I mean, I've gone on those holes that you just mentioned. I'm like, I installed TikTok when I'm a binger and uninstalled it right away. I was like, that can never happen again. But it's hard, too, because you have to be on that shit if you're trying to grow your brand or your reach or your dating life, which we'll talk about.
Business.
Everything, right? So you can't not do it, but there's got to be a way to regulate it. And I know there's, like, apps and ways to regulate it, like your screen time, but everyone always disables those.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So what do you think?
It's definitely addicting.
Yeah.
Do you agree with the documentary? In terms of, I mean, we do agree that it's addicting.
Yeah.
But my question to you, I guess, is, are you going to stop using social media because you know it's addicting? Or are you going to continue using
it? I mean, you have to keep using it. I don't know. It's funny, too, for those that don't know us, Gene and I are actually very, very opposite in terms of our usage.
Usage,
You're way more active in every way than I am. And I think that's just my cautious way of just being, I don't want to fall too deep into it. Because I notice, like, if I'm bored and I'll look at everybody's story, I'll, like, look at every comment, and it's like, this is too toxic for me. But you have to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't spend that much time. I spend a lot of time on it, but I don't spend that much time, like, looking at pictures or, like, other people's stories.
You're not consuming as much as you're producing.
I can't say that because, you know, producing a video a couple hours compared to, you know, you could scroll on Instagram for 10 hours in a day and not even realize it.
Easy.
I feel like a lot of the time I spend is, and this is probably part of the addictiveness of it, is like after I post, I'm like, okay, who liked it?
Yeah.
Did someone reshare this?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, did someone comment? Yeah. What did they comment? Do I need to reply back to their comment?
For the algorithm.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Right. That's where I spend a lot of time on it. And that's the time I will say I waste. But Instagram and those platforms are smart because they actually boost your post if you reply to people.
Right. And you're consistently active. You're consistently doing your thing
Exactly.
On it. So they reward that. But
exactly. They reward people who post every day.
Right.
That's why you see those Instagram models who post every day.
Right. But we also know people that get blocked and banned and deleted by paying for all of it. They pay for the promotion.
I don't think bots. You can anymore. I think if you ran a bot now, like, you're fucked.
Like, automatic hack, deleted.
Like, banned, Instagram knows now.
It used to not be that bad. I remember people were like, there are plenty of services out there that would just skyrocket. But
buy followers, but now it's not about
engagement.
Follower, it's about engagement, right? So all the girls that bought followers all these years, now their profiles are fucked because now they have 100,000 followers and 82 likes. And Instagram is thinking, oh, okay, something is up.
Right, and they'll dive in. Yeah, that's interesting because, we have a few friends that got deleted and hacked and all that. And yeah, they got to start from square one. And that's even the hardest thing right now because you got 40 to 100 followers.
Right.
Very little engagement. You got to start from square one again. Right. So it's really difficult. So, but it's even more, I always try to reflect on this and I've talked to my parents and some of the older people that they go, could you imagine having all this when you're in high school? Like, what if you were like the middle school, high school years?
Right.
Because we didn't really have, this wasn't a thing, 10 years ago when we were doing it.
Right. Because we're millennials, right? And we're at the bottom end of the millennials, but we were very close to living with it. Like, we lived through it all of college.
Oh, half,
all of college for sure.
Twitter and Facebook were big in college. Instagram wasn't quite there yet. Snapchat was
I'm talking social media. Smartphones. We lived through that.
Okay, I thought you meant like how invested people were with social media. Just posting. They were not, at least for where I was from, they were not at all.
Yeah, maybe not in Minnesota. Maybe. Like, I guess come from, where I went to ASU, everyone was on that shit.
Okay, right? Facebook was always big, but Instagram was not that big.
Right. Snapchat Facebook was big when we were in... I made my Facebook when I was in 8th grade.
Me too.
So...
Yeah. It was like our initiation. When you graduate middle school, you make a Facebook.
Right, Facebook was... And then before that, I had a MySpace.
Oh, yeah.
And I had I had a Zanga. Remember that? Oh. That was Friendster. similar thing.
But so could you imagine being low to mid teens? Your emotions are already extremely volatile. Like you don't have no idea what you're going to be feeling, and your popularity is probably dictated on your following, your engagement, who you know on social media, your posts,
right?
Rather than just being like captain of the football team or like captain of the cheerleading, right? And could you imagine?
And now there's literally kids in middle school with clout, right?
Yeah.
They have fucking 10,000 followers for whatever reason on Instagram. They have 100,000 on TikTok. They're known in their school as that TikTok star.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, do you think that's, to get that early to that amount of validation, do you think that's healthy in the long term?
The validation might be healthy.
Yeah.
What's not healthy is the hate.
Right.
A platform like TikTok, right?
Yeah.
You're getting random people seeing your videos.
Yeah.
You do something cringy, right?
Yeah.
Someone's going to comment like, oh, you look bad or you look cringy. What's wrong with
your face?
You're ugly. Yeah. What's wrong with your fucking nose, right?
Ears, yeah.
You get shit like that.
Yeah.
That really affects you.
Because you see they had a statistic on that documentary where they said the suicide rate was 100-something% increase since everything was really big in the early 2011, 2010.
Of smartphones, pretty much. Yeah.
And I mean, that's just, could you imagine? Like, what if when we have kids one day, what do you think, and they're going through the middle school and the high school years, how would you approach this?
Being you and I, you and I both know better than anyone what it's like to be a late bloomer. Mm-hmm. I also know how low my self-esteem.
Yeah.
The biggest difference between me now and me 10 years ago was my self-esteem.
Yep.
Not my looks, not my,
not
this, not my status, not my money.
Mm-hmm.
It was my self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
So now imagine that low self-esteem person you are, right? can't even ask a girl out on a date and all of this and like don't have friends. Mm-hmm. And then you post a video that you thought was like cool. Yeah. And then someone comments like, you're a piece of shit.
You're stupid. Yeah, you're stupid. You're ugly.
You're not funny. You're ugly.
Yeah.
That would fucking traumatize
me. Like the, because we were bullied, right?
Dude, I could post something now, and if someone said you're ugly, that would still, I would still be like, what the fuck is wrong with this
fuck
guy?
Fuck you, but not.
Yeah. I'd be like kind of butthurt for like a little bit. Yeah. If I was fucking 12 years old and someone called me ugly, I would be petrified for like a week.
I mean, I was bullied too, but no one else like knew about it. Then when you get bullied online, everyone sees it. Everyone's sharing it, right? Everyone sends it around to every classmate.
Right.
But when you get bullied, you get shoved in a locker, or you get told like you're a nerd or geek, right? That's what I always got.
Right.
And no one cared. It was just like a big, it just kind of like passed by. Now everyone gets to see it. It's saved on people's phones.
Right.
So you get to reminisce on it, which is just like horrible.
Right. There's this trend on TikTok where this guy was he had this like blonde mop hairstyle. Good looking guy, but like blonde mop hairstyle. Yeah. And he like lip syncs the Remy Boys, like the who's the guy with one eye? The guy who did Trap Queen. Yeah. But you know what I'm talking
about. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah?
Yeah.
1738,
yeah,
that guy.
Yeah.
So he like lip syncs the song and he like flexes his traps so they look bigger, right?
Yeah.
The video blew up so much. He deleted his TikTok, and kids in his high school just like randomly walk by him and like play the song and like just basically fuck with him.
Wow.
And then every single one of those videos blow up, and everyone's like, dude, poor guy, he's still getting teased for that.
So what was the thing? He wasn't in shape?
He was like really scrawny, and he was like flexing his traps. Okay. So like a bunch of people made fun of him. They like put blonde mops on their head. Jesus. And like, who did this?
Oh my God.
And this kid's in fucking high school, right? Like
that's insane.
Yeah.
So what do you think you would do when we begin to be parents? How would you address this? Because maybe in 10, 15 years, this could be like just gone, right? But it could be something will replace it, right? So when you have kids, maybe in like early middle school, would you give them?
I don't see smartphones going anywhere. Unless
it's going to be more advanced.
Unless there's unless there's more documentaries like Social Dilemma and like things like that, which I'm sure there will be,
for sure,
that bring light to this problem,
mm-hmm,
I don't think it's going anywhere. And like, as much as we talk about the downsides of it, and that's what this episode and this documentary is around, but there are way more upsides to having a smartphone.
Yeah. But let's just say that you are...
But like what... what age?
Yeah, what age would you... And then how would you give it to your kids?
Give my kids?
Yeah. Because when I got my first cell phone when I was in 7th grade, and it was a flip phone, and that was because of sports. I would use it for my parents to call them.
I would use mine to
like
pick them up. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Right.
But it wasn't a smartphone back then.
No, it was just a normal flip. It wasn't even like a cool Razor. It was, or like the T-Mobile Sidekick. It was
dude,
like a normal...
I see kids nowadays, like my little niece, she's in elementary. She's like 4th grade.
Mm-hmm.
She has an iPhone.
Jesus. She just got an iPhone.
Right? She has all this shit.
Yeah.
And like, she knows these TikTok trends and these dances before I do.
Wow.
Right? I don't know. I would say...
Because it's a huge dilemma, right? Because if you... Don't
elementary is too young. Okay. Elementary is too young. Okay. You can't have kids like watching porn. Like what? Porn. Who knows? No, like you can do anything with the smartphone. You could watch porn.
Well, you can
could
put
watch...
parental lock on it. All that shit.
Can you?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
You so can't. Like, I'm not letting
So you can't go to like Pornhub.com.
I mean, I'm sure they'll find a way. But
right.
But the point is the point is to introduce them to that world at such a young age. And because there's two things, right? They could fall down the hole of getting bullied for not having it, or you get it to it so they don't get bullied, but they're introduced to this crazy world.
Are they going to get bullied for not having a phone?
Oh, I'm sure. Well, it's not a phone. It's got to be
a smart,
iPhones, the Samsungs.
So are they going to get bullied for not having an iPhone?
I mean, you bullied me for not having an
iPhone. You're fucking 28 years old. That's why.
27, first off. But yeah. but that's the dilemma. Do I make my kid get bullied for not having the best phone or what everyone else has, or do I introduce him to this world that's extremely toxic?
I would wait until middle school. The okay, very
interesting. Least. I would interesting. Wait until seventh grade? School. Eighth grade?
Seventh grade.
When sports okay, do the thing?
So I would get them a cell phone to... It's just tough because, like, now he's going to hang around his friend George, and his George is going to be like, oh, you can play with my phone. And then this guy's going to do the same shit that he would have done on his phone.
Right.
But at the very least, he's not wasting away 8 hours a day scrolling through Instagram.
It's tough because they're going to be like, all right, cool, let's all take a picture. Yo, Jeans Kid, what's your Instagram? I'll tag you. He's like, I don't have a phone. They're like, you don't have a phone?
Right.
They tell everybody, yo, yo, he doesn't have a phone.
Right.
And then he's
right.
going to get laughed at, right? So, right. like, that's
but is what that I'm... weird not to have an Instagram account if you're in fifth grade right now?
Bro, I mean, your nieces had TikTok, which is better than Instagram for that age group. Like, yo, let's all go do a dance. And, like, I don't have a phone. I can't tag me in TikTok.
Huh. You know? I don't know.
I'm not, like, asking you to, like,
I would say answer. Middle school. You'd I say would middle say school? Middle school, yeah.
I think so, too. I think when they actually need it, I would probably, would you give them the latest model? Would you give them the iPhone 27 or the S45?
You know, I bet by the time I have kids,
yeah.
I mean, look at the new iPhone that just came out. The new iPhone that came out after the 11 mm-hmm. is a downgrade. Did you know that?
No.
It's called an iPhone SE. They didn't even want to name it the iPhone 12 because it's clearly not the 12. The 12 is about to be coming out soon, right? Yeah. They named it the SE because it stands for, like, I don't know what special the fuck edition? It is. I don't know what the fuck it stands for. But basically, it's, like, has the specs of, like, an iPhone 8.
Interesting.
But it's at, like, half the price of an iPhone 11.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So, and it's smaller. Right. So, for people that don't want to carry around a huge-ass phone like, all these camera specs and, like, spend a bunch of time on their phones, that's who it's made for. Mm. So, I bet by the time, let's say, 10 years from now, they're going to have phones where it's specifically made for just, like, kids.
Right.
Right?
I mean,
they have fucking toothpaste for kids. I'm sure they're going to make a cell phone for kids.
Well, I mean, they're going to do phones, like, for contact lenses, and it's going to be embedded eventually. I think all this shit's going to eventually get embedded, like Elon's Neuralink. But, yeah.
So, let's tie this all around to dating now.
Okay.
Right?
We kind of talked about it a little bit in the beginning.
Do you think phones are important for dating?
Phones, yes.
Well, obviously phones, but, like, you know what I mean. Smartphones, social media, all of that stuff.
Yeah, and it's really interesting you say that, too, because I noticed, you know, I'm a recent iPhone user, and there is an element of in the know. You're in this community, you're in this clique of, like, you see the blue text, you see the cameras, and you see everything about it. And like, oh, okay, he gets it. Because when I had my Samsung days for many years, I didn't get this response at all.
It's crazy to me because, like, to me, that's not even a he gets it. Like, it's like,
implied.
It's basic.
Yeah.
Like, blue texts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Gray text from someone else. Like, that's basic. Like, I can't even imagine.
The green.
Like, girls have literally.
Me too.
Said, like, yo, before when I had an Android, like, when I was in middle school.
Thanks.
And it was like, dude, like. Did you lose your phone? Like where what's going on?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I got an Android.
Yeah.
And they're look at you like kind of weird, like what the fuck's
wrong? Why don't you have an iPhone?
And this is like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Now it's like if you don't have an iPhone now, it's like you're a fucking
I mean, it's brilliant
branding. You're almost like a hippie now.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it's funny too, because I always thought like Androids are just far more efficient, right? Because it has better specs, same price. Better all around everything.
Right.
For the most, I mean, camera quality is almost identical, right? For as far as I know. But it's on an iPhone.
Right. So, okay. In terms of dating, I think it's absolutely necessary. In terms of social media, I also believe it's absolutely necessary.
I agree. Why do you think that is?
Because nowadays, you're weird if you don't have an Instagram.
Right.
I'm not saying you can't have any dating success. Yeah. That's obviously not what I'm saying, but it's like things are going to be much harder. Just like how things would be a lot harder if you dress like shit.
It's true.
Right?
Yeah, you don't work out.
Right. If you're out of shape, like that doesn't mean you can't find a beautiful girlfriend that loves you for who you are.
Yeah.
Right? But it's going to be a whole lot harder if you're 100 pounds overweight compared to a guy with an average figure.
Right.
Right?
It is what it is. Yeah. But what's interesting too is the dating element of smartphones and social media. It's almost like an implied like a given situation because they're like, they just assume you have an Instagram. They assume that your profile is pretty decent. They're going to slide in. You can set up dates through it.
They will look at your Instagram. They will creep, like, see how many followers you have.
Who's following
what
you.
What your photos look like.
Yeah. There's a whole science just beyond that of just having the Instagram. So it's just, it's fascinating, really. Because I've lost girls in dates to a green tech.
I have.
I've been out at a bar, pull out my phone to get her number, doing very well with her. She's like, oh, you don't have an iPhone? And I'm like, no. Like, I didn't, like, be like, why? I didn't, like...
It kind of, like I said, it gives off, like, the, like, you're either, like, a computer nerd, because that's what Androids are.
Yeah.
Or, like, you're poor.
Yeah.
Or, like, he's a hippie.
Right.
Like, he doesn't...
Rebellious.
Yeah. And none of those, I don't think, unless it's a certain type of girl, we're generalizing here, obviously.
Right.
You're not going to get that kind of...
Right, and it's so true. Maybe, do you think it's
especially
just...
Especially in L.A. Dude, I can't even believe that you lived in L.A.
For 2 years.
Talking to Instagram girls.
Did well.
With an Android.
And I did fine. But you're right. I bet I could have done a hell of a lot better if I had this thing.
Yeah. For sure. Like I said, it's a given. Yeah. Now it's just more... It's almost, like, better to be like, hey, do you have Instagram? Instead of being like, hey, what's your number?
Yeah. I mean, we had that whole Tinder episode where we were like, you want to get both.
Right.
Right. But do you think this will ever change? Do you think this will always be, like, a very relevant thing in terms of dating and networking? A strong social media page?
I'm sure something will come up, but social media I don't think is going anywhere. Because the term is very, very general and broad, right?
Right.
Like Instagram and Facebook is Instagram. Like that might go somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. TikTok might go somewhere, but the act of like posting videos of yourself online for other people that don't know you to see, that's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, even if you look at, like, the Bryce Halls and Addison Rae and D'Amelio and those people, like, they're not necessarily... Some of these people aren't, I don't want to say, like, talented, but, like, are there better dancers out there than them? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I mean, Bryce Hall, he's okay dancer. He's good looking. But
are there... Right guy at the right place at the right time.
Went viral, hit it big. He's doing amazing now. He has everything he could ever want in L.A. at 21. And you're Noah Beck and, like... That whole crew.
Right.
Just because of amazing timing.
This guy literally, that Noah Beck kid, literally blew up because he was making TikToks of like him in the shower and wet.
Yeah. The
and like
E-boy,
like, lip syncing shit. And he was just very good looking.
Yeah.
Like.
And Addison Rae's crazy. Good looking for 20 and D'Amelio's whatever, 16. But it's just, it's crazy that is what can make you. He has a ton of money now. Addison's like close with. Kourtney Kardashian.
Right.
They're hanging out
all
the time.
These kids are like literally in the seven is a million, right? They're in the high eight figures.
Oh, easy.
All of them.
Easy. Because they're diversifying their income now.
Right.
But I think the OGs, Bieber, Kardashians, really set the way for all of it. Would you agree? Like Bieber got discovered on YouTube.
Right.
Kardashians had their reality show and then they diversified from that. And now they're most well-known family in the world.
Yeah, it's true.
Bieber's obviously extremely famous. But do you think that because Bieber's talented, Kardashian, the mom, is extremely talented in the way that she thought of everything. But these young people coming up, do you think they need to have this amount of talent? Or do you think it just comes down to timing?
Well, obviously, you have to have a certain amount of talent.
Yeah.
But I do agree the level of talent is a lot lower than Bieber.
Right, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Right, right. However,
Logan Paul, right?
A lot of these guys are very good looking. I will give you that, which helps them blow up.
Right.
But there's also plenty of people that blew up that aren't good looking.
Right.
But again, I will say, okay, I'll put it to you this way. The very, very, very good looking people that are big on social media right now, they got their platform because they were good looking.
Just
whether you want to admit it or not, I'm not saying all good looking people are untalented, but I can say... Most of the, like, very unattractive people that are big now, they blew up because of a reason.
Interesting.
Right?
Interesting. Okay. So do you think that just the superficiality, because you see this with, like, OnlyFans, right? The bump in the Gemma, who's, like, the top OnlyFans making a shitload.
Gemma? Who's
that? Is it Gemma Wolf or Jenna? Gemma? I don't remember. But she is like one of the most popular OnlyFans. She's a very curvy blonde. Do you think your OnlyFans success is strictly looked just on the physical?
OnlyFans 1000%. Yeah. I'm not saying like if you're ugly, you can't be successful on OnlyFans. But if we're doing a law of averages, 1000%. You know why? Because guys are trying to jerk off to something that looks good, not has a good personality.
Right.
Now, if you're okay, so I'll give you an example. James Charles, right?
Yeah.
He's talented.
Yep.
He also has a specific niche, right?
Yep.
And he does makeup and he does all of that. He's really good.
He's also one of the first to do it.
Right.
He got in early.
Right. Huge. And he's good with like makeup skills, right?
Yeah.
That guy has more talent, but that guy also works really hard. But like that guy has more talent than a D'Amelio,
right? Just so, like a niche thing other than like a generic.
Right. There's that guy Marco on YouTube who makes custom Air Force Ones for people. I'm sure you've seen it. Like he did. He did one for like Logan Paul and like everyone.
Well, Logan Paul wasn't good looking when he got big. He did not look good at all. He's a late bloomer as well.
He did not look that good. He looked good enough.
I don't know, man.
But the Paul brothers are known for having an insane work ethic.
Right. I mean, they're extremely entertaining and brilliant.
Right.
So
overall consensus, we agree that for dating, you have to have social media.
Period. Because I think it can really, really hurt or really, really help based on where you take it. And then obviously, if you take a lot of care of yourself, it's only going to help.
Gotcha.
But, you know, your hygiene and your fitness.
Right. I mean, it's.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think you have to have social media nowadays.
Yeah.
Like we're generalizing here, but like to not have an Instagram account. Like, if I met a girl and she didn't have an Instagram, I'd be like, what the hell's going on here?
Really? I go back and forth. It depends. I respect that because she doesn't want to get sucked into that world. But it's also like, why? Are you trying to prove something? Do you just not care? Right?
From my experience, and we could both talk about this one specific girl we hung out with at Saddle Ranch a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Typically, when girls or people don't have social media, it's for a reason.
Oh, is it a hidden thing?
A crazy ex-boyfriend making them delete it. Or like fucking like...
Stalkers.
You stalkers. Or like they got hacked because like whatever reason, right? Yeah. There's a reason.
Right. So you don't think it's people are unsolicitedly not having it to like prove a point or try to... Or maybe... I mean, I've met really hot girls in LA who don't have it because it's just not productive. If they don't care about branding. They don't care about clout. So I really respect that, but I think unless there's something else I don't know.
But if they have a good reason for why they don't have it, like they're a fucking CEO of a company and that's like, right? Yeah. Or you're that guy who made the documentary about Social Dilemma, then I get it. But if you're like fucking sitting on your ass all day, you bartend at Arby's. and you don't have it. Now you're just like fucking weird.
Can I get a roast beef and a margarita?
But it's true. Yeah. Like, now you're a fucking weirdo. So, like, it really does depend on, like, where you are.
Right. Okay. Yeah, That's interesting because it's hard because you're like, all right, guys, we're all at a table. Let's all take a picture. Cool. Gene, I got your Instagram. I got yours. Hey, what's yours? Like, I don't have it.
You keep using this analogy. I don't think it happens that often.
It does.
It does happen.
Can you take pictures?
But, like,
absolutely.
Yeah, but, like, you're making it seem like this happens on a daily basis.
Doesn't happen to me, but I have one. But I see it happen. Some people don't care. Some people aren't active like me.
Listen, if you don't care, if you're a child, I get how you could feel left out.
Right.
If you're 22 years old, then you clearly don't have Instagram because you don't give a shit. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. If you're a kid and your parents keep you from having a phone, then I get it.
Yeah.
But also, you don't want that kid sucked in too early.
I mean, that's the whole dilemma.
Right. So. But I will say this. Ever since I watched that documentary, I've been a lot more conscious about how I spend my time on social media.
So do you look at like the screen time and like the productivity?
One thing that I do that helps me big time is I don't check my phone the first part of my day.
Okay.
I wake up.
Interesting.
I don't look at my phone.
Yeah.
I go brush my teeth, go drink like a few cups of water downstairs. Mm-hmm. And then I purposely don't look at the phone and I say, hey, Siri, set my alarm for blah, blah, blah. Right. And then I do my tasks for that given time.
Right.
And then I go downstairs and I make a green smoothie. Mm-hmm. That's when I check my phone while the green smoothie is blending.
Interesting. So I'm probably more strict with myself because I don't even have my phone in my room. I have to get out of my bed, leave my room, go into the living room to just check it. It's like having junk food in the house.
But like, do you force yourself to not look at it, or is it more of a not being there? Like, I try not to, because like actually don't check my phone until I go downstairs, make my green smoothie.
I make myself
an hour and a half after I wake up.
My concern is I just don't want it to be a habit. I don't want my first thing when I wake up to go, and then like grab it, right?
Right, right.
Because that's like the worst way to start a day. I have to get out of my bed, kind of ease into the day, and then I check my phone.
Right, right.
Check emails, check everything. But so that's just a really good trick that I did, because I don't want blue light affecting my sleep. I don't want any sort of any drama on there to affect my sleeping. It is pitch black in my room, blackout curtains, the whole thing. Phone's in the other room, which is kind of bad because if an emergency happens, I'm fucked. But
or your friend's calling you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And like a girl's trying to call you and you're like, well, yeah. Right. which has happened.
Right.
But yeah, so I mean there's other little things of that, but I think for my overall health, I think not having it in my room as a whole has changed. I did that many years ago.
I think you're right.
Did that many, many years ago based on like an old book I read, and it's just phenomenal.
Yeah. No, yeah. I agree with you on that. Okay, so just to wrap this all up, we do agree that social media and smartphones and all that is absolutely necessary.
Yes.
Just try to monitor your time spent on
it.
Right. And then for dating, you absolutely have to
And Instagram. We will have countless episodes. Gina and I are going to be interviewing many, many Instagram girls, club promoters, all these great guys who will tell you guys exactly how they approach social media and how they get business and how they get girls, guys, whatever they want out of it. We'll probably bring those people on in about a couple months, I would say, at the latest. So we're really excited to have those on, get your perspective on that.
Yep. Again, it is necessary, right?
Yeah.
Just monitor it.
Yep. Like the junk food theory, that you won't have junk food if it's not in your house. So if you have to like get up out of like a comfortable area to go check your phone, you're probably not going to check it as much as it having being right next to you. So that's a real like cold turkey way of doing it. Otherwise, there are plenty of apps out there that can help regulate your app usage. I think just do your due diligence and just research everything that you like that's free and just do that.
Right.
I think that's it's that simple.
Yeah, and definitely check out this documentary on Netflix, guys.
Really, yeah.
The Social Dilemma.
Social Dilemma. It's phenomenal. Really help your perspective on it. I hope it gains more traction, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I doubt it. I mean, people are still going to keep scrolling. I don't know.
It's not going to change things, but it is going to put that into people's minds.
More aware of everything going on. So
exactly. I mean, like I said, it put me more aware of it.
Right,
for
which
sure,
is exactly what it's supposed to do. And me too. So that's great. So thank you guys so much for listening. Our Instagram, if you wanted to see us in our whole progress of all this stuff, is @Tom_CarlsonC.
Gene W. Park.
Sweet. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe, leave a review. Let us know your journey of trying to break these social media habits, how you've utilized your social media for dating and networking in your business. Thanks, guys.
Peace.